Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Well, Eli the Great joins us every single football Friday. And he's brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Eli the Great is part of a great show, You Better You Bet, first ever live sports betting podcast Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 p.m. on radio.com and the app. Follow the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet. And Eli the Great brings us his three best bets right now in an Eagles pick. What's up, Eli?
What's going on, guys? Eagles football is back, except I don't know if that's a good thing against the Patriots.
Eli, start off. Let me say this, and you're going to give us the details, but I think 80% of the betting public is on the Patriots, but it really hasn't moved that line at all.
Right, yeah, and it, obviously if Jeffrey is ruled out for this game or if it's closer to game time, either way, you're going to see public money start pouring in on the Patriots. You're going to see sharp money coming on the Patriots. I think closer to game time, you'll probably see this line tick up to around Patriots -4. But you're right. It's at -3.5 right now, 80% of the money on New England, over 70% of the spread tickets on the Patriots, too. And the biggest thing for me coming into this game, when I mentioned, was Alshon Jeffrey, right? Because with DeSean Jackson out for the season, the Eagles don't really have that deep threat. So you need that comfortable guy to throw to on hook routes and bunny routes, and Alshon Jeffrey, especially when the Patriots are going to be blanketing Zach Ertz pretty much with their linebackers. So the Jeffrey factor is big for me, which is one of the reasons why I like the under 45 here in this spot. I expect the Eagles offense to be limited. Jordan Howard obviously limited this week. Miles Sanders is going to have to take the brunt of the load. But this Patriots defense coming off the bye after that Ravens game, getting gashed by Lamar Jackson, I think they come to play against the limited Eagles offense. And then for Philadelphia, you know, I was doing some digging into the numbers, and this Eagles defense is getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. They have the second highest sack rate over the last 3 weeks. So for a New England offense that's going to be limited in the passing attack and against one of the best rushing defenses in the NFL in Philadelphia, I think this one hits the under pretty easily. You're probably looking at like a 20-17 kind of ball game, and maybe the Eagles cover that, but I'm much more leaning towards the under.
I'm telling you, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I don't know about the score, but I'm like, the under sounds like the play this week.
But Eli, just hit me. I haven't heard one person talk about this being a high-scoring game. Not one person. There's too many people, including me, that's picking a low-scoring game. It's going over now, Eli.
Right, yeah, we're in trouble, guys. If we're all at the under, that's not a good thing.
All right, so but, as far as the point spread, where would you lean towards the Patriots?
You know I talked a little smack when I first got on. I would probably lead towards the Eagles, the slightest of leads, just because this is such a big spot. I'm not a believer in this Patriots offense bouncing back. I think the defense bounces back, but Tom Brady, I mean, look at these opponents besides the Ravens and besides the Bills in what, week three. Tom Brady hasn't looked like himself, and he's playing against inferior competition. So I would lean towards the Eagles getting 3.5.
All right, an Eagles lean. Get to your first best bet of the week, Eli the Great.
All right, so you guys know I don't like laying a lot of points in the NFL, but the market is completely overvaluing the Miami Dolphins after covering 5 straight games, the longest streak in the NFL. And the biggest thing for Miami, and the only way they'd be able to exploit a really good Buffalo defense, is by running the football. But Miami is one of the worst rushing attacks in the NFL. That's Buffalo's biggest defensive liability. And their front seven is banged up on the other side of the ball when I'm talking about Miami and a Buffalo offense that wants to run it, play ball control with Singletary and Gore. I'm laying the 6.5 here with Buffalo on the road.
Buffalo. No, I like it. -6.5 on the road. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Eli, I've been pretty red hot with my picks the last couple weeks. I looked at that one. I decided against it. I looked at it, though. All right, give us bet number two.
All right, so I'm taking the Buccaneers getting 5.5 points at home against the Saints. I came on, I think it was what, like in week 6, week 7, when it was Saints and Bucks, and the Bucks were getting 3, 3.5 on the road, and I like Tampa Bay then too. So this is basically the same line here with New Orleans a little bit overvalued. A lot of people think the Saints are going to bounce back at Tampa Bay with New Orleans not scoring a touchdown last week. But, you know, I was mentioning this with Tom Brady. He doesn't look like himself. Drew Brees doesn't look like himself. And if the Saints want to try to play a similar style of ball control like Buffalo and try to play on the ground via Kamara, Tampa Bay is one of the best rushing defenses in the NFL. So if you're forcing a quarterback that's come back from injury over the last 3 to 4 weeks and Drew Brees to beat you when he doesn't look right, I like Tampa Bay's defense in this spot. And then on the flip side of the ball for New Orleans, Marshon Lattimore, their star cornerback, is out in this matchup, and he held Mike Evans catchless going back to their first matchup in the Superdome. I think Winston and this Buccaneers offense bounces back at home. The line a little bit overinflated. I'll take Tampa Bay getting 5.5.
And you know, there's whispers right now about Drew Brees. You know, you lose one game, and now they were better with Bridgewater. That they were ran the ball more. Drew Brees has got to get his throws. It's actually similar, Ike, to what happened here with Carson Wentz, to where the team liked playing with Teddy Bridgewater better because they shared the ball. So, Eli, I agree with you. I was worried that it looked too easy to take the Saints this week to where, yeah, they're going to bounce back. They're a better team. I'm not so sure they're going to bounce back this week. We'll see.
Right. How gross is it also that we're comparing, and it's a rightful comparison, but Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Brees, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time,
yeah,
and Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. I hate it, but you're exactly right.
Yep. All right. So we got the Bucs plus 5.5, your third and final best bet, Eli the Great.
All right, we are going with a total here. I like Denver and Minnesota under 40.5. The Broncos have been able to hit the under in 6 of their 9 games this season, and 2 of the 3 games that they weren't able to do so where it hit the over, it went over by a combined 4.5 points. So Denver, obviously a low-scoring offense, and they have one of the better defenses, more underrated defenses in the league under Vic Fangio. Minnesota coming back home after that huge win on the road at Dallas last Sunday Night Football. And Minnesota's going to be missing Adam Thielen here in this spot. I think you get a letdown from the Vikings offense, again, off that massive win at Dallas last week. And then also for Minnesota, if they want to play ball control with Dalvin Cook, the Broncos have a top 10 rushing defense. So this one goes under, I would say, pretty easily because it's a lower total, but I think you're looking at, similar to what I mentioned with the Eagles and the Patriots, a 20-17 kind of ball game up in Minnesota.
What was the total on that game again?
40.5.
40.5.
Okay.
All right, there he is, Eli the Great. Miami minus 6.5. Who did you have? Buffalo minus 6.5.
Buffalo minus 6.
Bucks plus 5.5. Denver under 40.5. And then you lean the Eagles plus 3.5, and you like the under in that game as well. Eli Herskovich, you can check out a great show, You Better You Bet, first ever live sports betting podcast, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, and then again Sunday from 9 to 1 on the radio.com app and radio.com. Follow the show at You Better You Bet. Eli, love you, man. Talk to you next week. Good luck.
Have a good one, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, there he is, Eli the Great.
What's the total on the Eagles again? He took the under. What's the Eagles and the Pats? What's the over-under?
He
said 48? 45.
Okay. Under 45. All right.
Yeah, I'm with that.
God, no.
That's a good bet. I'd rather bet the under than the points.
I know. Everybody thinks it's going to be the slow-scoring game, Mike. I'm telling you, when that happens, it never works out that way. 38-35. Were we saying this about the Super Bowl? It was going to have to be a low-scoring game.
Yeah, yeah.
Foles can't outscore Tom Brady.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody saw that coming. I didn't see that coming. What was that, 74 points? 41-33, 74?
Yeah.
I'm good with whole numbers.
There you go. Yeah, I'm changing my final score. What did I say earlier, 23-21?
Yeah.
33-31, Eagles win. Take a phone call. Okay, and Eli has, and all of our insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Let's go to, let's take a phone call here before we hit it. Let's go to Don in Jersey. Don, how are you?
Yo.
What's up, brother?
Yeah.
What's going on? Ike? Johnny Moore?
What's going on?
Listen, I don't like the Jay pickup. I didn't like it when he signed him last year. Coming off the ACL. No, I didn't. I'd rather have kept LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, what the hell is LeGarrette Blount doing? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We should have picked up him instead of the guy just coming off the ACL. Well,
someone just worked him out, too. They've been working out both of these guys. No one seems to want to sign him, though, Don.
Yeah, because they're old. Well, Ajayi's young, but he's injury prone. He's got the bad knees.
What is Alfred Morris doing? LeGarrette
Blount, did good. He did good with us. He did decent with Detroit, but Detroit was ass when he was with them. So, you know what I mean? Of course he didn't do anything.
Right. Right.
But it is what it is. We're going to see what happens.
Yep.
Now, listen, it's hard to get pumped about Ajayi. You do have to, like, go back and think about his glory days of being here as an Eagle. Those 10 games.
Oh, man,
it was awesome.
Remember the Broncos game?
Yeah, remember that game? The Cowboys game, the long run?
Yeah, Jack, can you tweet out? I just saw a video, the long run against the Cowboys. Can you give a thirsty tweet out there with that?
It's Jay
so
Train.
People can enjoy it.
That's
with
Jay
with the Coming Home song underneath it?
Can we have the Merrill call from that coming up?
He's the Jay Train.
888-729-9494.
Choo-choo!
That was a good run. No one thought he could outrun anybody when he got here. He did. Right, didn't they trade for him midweek and then he played that Sunday?
They put him in, but he wasn't the lead. He was like, they gave him a couple carries. They was blowing out Denver, so they gave him a couple carries.
So he played right away, and it was the Dallas game the following?
I think so.
Because that was early on in his Eagles tenure where he had that Dallas run.
Yeah.
All right. 888-729-9494.
But the key is, he was in camp and he was in Miami playing. He's been at home. There's a difference, and he's 2 years older.
But he's been trying to play, Ike. Doesn't that count?
Well, that's a little more alarming.
888-729-9494.
That it took all the way to week 10 or 11 to get him in somebody's building.
He wants a job. It's not that he doesn't want to work. He just couldn't get a job.
Because he damn sure don't want to go work a 9-to-5 right now.
Here's Merrill's call of the Cowboys run. Oh, the Broncos run.
No.
All right, he's back. I'm going to pick him up.
There's more where that came from.
In a fantasy league.
46 yards.
Touchdown. Still run 46 yards?
Maybe. All right, maybe not this week. Coming up, Mike. Coming up, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, in his usual Friday spot. There's a couple things in addition to Eagles Pats. He's going to give his prediction, but also the Myles Garrett thing to take away from that. We know he's suspended for the rest of the season or indefinitely.
Is Mike a lawyer? He's a lawyer, right?
Former lawyer, before he started doing this. Once a lawyer, always a lawyer. He's going to give us...
This must be lucrative.
The latest on Myles Garrett and also Eagles Pats and the sham that has become the Colin Kaepernick tryout on Saturday.
Workout tomorrow. Forgot about that. Boy, I wish we could have broke that down today.
Well, you know, Doug actually said today, he said that he thinks that the Eagles are going to be there for
maybe,
the workout.
Maybe they are later entries.
Well, I mean,
they weren't a part of the original 11 yesterday.
Right. So we'll talk to Florio about all of that. That is coming up next.
I can go down there, Doug, if y'all need me to go scouting.
They may have somebody like that.
I can go down there.
Freddie Mitchell's on his way down there. They asked him.
No, that's not saying Freddie.
888-729-9494. Florio next. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.